You're listening to the Video Game and Nerd Trivia Podcast with Tony D. Video Game and Nerd Trivia Podcast, your episodic dose of trivia covering all things video games and nerdy. Now, here's your host, Tony D.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Game and Nerd Trivia Podcast. Today's episode, we're going to be going over three rounds about the golden age of arcade games and video games. So we're going to be going through three rounds. Each round is going to be 10 questions each. I'll be asking you a question, giving you 5 seconds of silence, and then telling you the answer. All right, let's play round one. Question one. This game was considered the game that revolutionized the video game industry, and there are many clones of it, and this is considered a shoot 'em up genre. And it deals with extraterrestrials trying to get to Earth, and you try to shoot them down. Which game is this? This is Space Invaders. Question 2. This is Atari's most successful coin-operated game, and it's the one that allows players to enter their initials for a high score, and was the first one to do that. It's also set in space. Which game is this? This is Asteroids in 1979 by Atari. Question 3. One of the most popular and influential games, it has the first gaming mascot, establishing a maze chase genre, and also opened up to targeting female gaming audiences. It also introduced cutscenes and power-ups. Which game is this? This is Pac-Man in 1980 by Namco. Question 4. This game involves a bug that you try to extend longer and longer and was co-created by programmer Donna Bailey. Which game is this? This is Centipede 1981 by Atari. Question 5. This was created to compete with Space Invaders, and the first games using multicolored animated sprites, and the aliens moved in a swooping formation and attacked by dive bombing the player's ship. It has a play off the word galaxy. Which game is this? This is Galaxian from 1979 by Namco. Question 6. This is an arcade version of an earlier mini computer game concept. The first Atari coin-op to use vector graphics. You basically had to navigate something and make it land on the moon by hitting left and right and thrusters. Which game is this? This is Lunar Lander 1979 by Atari. Question 7. This is a driving game with an overhead scrolling maze. First game with bonus rounds, background music, and a radar, and it was developed by Namco in 1980. When released, it was predicted to outsell two other games, Pac-Man and Defender. Which game is this? This was Rally X. Question 8. This game by Atari in 1980 had a custom cabinet with a novel two-way dual joystick, incorporating top fire button, and a periscope-like viewer. It was also an early use of first-person pseudo-3D vector graphics, and widely considered first virtual reality arcade game. Which game is this? This is Battlezone. Question 9. This game from Stern Electronics in 1980, it had an early use of speech synthesis that was also translated into other languages in Europe. It also had an indestructible adversary appear in order to eliminate people who are not playing, like lingering players. This was used to limit the duration of play in the arcade. Which game is this? This is Berserk. And question 10. This is a horizontal scrolling space shooter game that was developed and praised for its audio visuals and gameplay. It was created by Williams Electronics and it was published in 1981. Which game is this? This was Defender. All right, let's head into round two. This is one of the first games to use a color vector display in 1981, created by Atari. Which game is this? This was Tempest. Question 2. This game laid foundations for the platform genre, as well as produced a visual storytelling in video games, and introduced a carpenter, initially named Jumpman, who evolved later into Mario. Which game is this? This is Donkey Kong from 1981 by Nintendo. Question 3. This game from Konami was notable for being free of fighting and shooting, and basically just involves crossing the street. Which game is this? This is Frogger. Question 4. This was the first scrolling shooter game featuring forced horizontal scrolling motion, developed by Konami in 1981. Which game is this? This is Scramble. Question 5. This is a space shooting game that leapfrogged its predecessor, Galaxian, in popularity. Which game is this? This was developed by Namco in 1981, and it was Galaga. I was actually very surprised to hear Galaga is not before Galaxian, but it's actually after. Question 6. This was a multiple mission fixed shooter game. Some of the levels were clones of other popular games. It's also notable for using robotic synthesized speech, and it was developed by Midway in 1981. What game is this? This is Gorf. Question 7. This is a platform game where protagonists build hamburgers while being pursued by food. The original title was changed from Hamburger when it was brought to the US from Japan. What game is this? This was Burger Time, 1982 by Data East. Question 8. This has novel gameplay where underground adversaries were defeated by inflating them or dropping rocks on them. It was rated the 6th most popular coin-operated video game of all time. Which game is this? This is Dig Dug by Namco in 1982. Question 9. In this sequel, Jumpman was renamed to Mario. This is the only time Nintendo's mascot was featured as an antagonist in any of their games. Which game is this? This is Donkey Kong Jr. 1982 by Nintendo. And question 10. This game allowed two-player cooperative or competitive play, and you're basically riding storks fighting each other. Which game is this? This was Joust in 1982 by Williams Electronics. Alright, let's head into the last round here. Question 1. This game was one of the most popular of all time and was created from a bootlegged hack from Pac-Man. It has 4 different mazes and a moving bonus fruit. Which game is this? This was Miss Pac-Man, 1982 by Midway and Namco. Question 2. After Sega's Turbo revolutionized sprite scaling with their third-person cockpit racer, Namco brought 16-bit graphics to the arcade, dropped the player's perspective closer to being behind the car, and added dramatic curves to the track. The game also incorporated product placements for companies, including Atari, on their passing billboards. Which game is this? This is Pole Position by Namco, 1982. Question 3. Nintendo used higher resolution foreground sprites displayed over lower resolution backgrounds in this game, achieving comparable visuals to many games in the midway card rack. This display method was previously used on Nintendo's Sky Skipper, from which many cabinets were converted into this new game. Donkey Kong was originally intended to be made with these characters, but at the time Nintendo was unsuccessful at securing the license from King Features Syndicate. Which game is this? This was Popeye from 1982 by Nintendo. Question 4. This became one of the most merchandised arcade games behind Pac-Man and Donkey Kong. It was created by Gottlieb in 1982. Which game is this? This was Q-Bert. Question 5. This game earned more than the film it was based on, starring Jeff Bridges. The gameplay consisted of 4 sub-games. Which game is this? This was Tron in 1982 by Bally Midway. Question 6. The first arcade video game to have a TV commercial, it was also responsible for popularizing vertical scrolling shooters. Published by Namco in Japan and Atari in the US in 1982. Which game is this? This was Xevious. Question 7. This was an early Laserdisc video game which allowed film quality animation. The first arcade video game in the US to charge 2 quarters per play. It was also the first game to employ what became known as QuickTime events. This game is one of 3 arcade games that are part of the Smithsonian Permanent Collection, along with Pac-Man and Pong. Which game is this? This was Dragon's Lair in 1983 by Cinematronics in the US, Atari in Europe, and Saddam in Italy. Question 8. This game featured simultaneous play with Mario and his brother Luigi as Italian-American plumbers and pest-inhabited sewers. Introduced Luigi for the first time while also establishing he and Mario as plumbers. What game is this? This was the original Mario Brothers in 1983 by Nintendo. Question 9. This game was a boxing fighting game featuring digitized voices, dual monitors, and a third-person perspective from behind. It was published by Nintendo. Which game is this? This is Punch-Out in 1984. And question 10. This game had novel controls and a high-resolution display, and all you did was you were basically a delivery boy sending out newspapers. Which game is this? This was Paperboy by Atari in 1985. Alright, hopefully you enjoyed that episode and you stroll down memory lane with me for these Golden Age arcade classics and video game classics. If you have any topic suggestions, feel free to reach out. You can always reach out on social media, VGNTPodcast1 on Instagram. But thank you so much for listening. Please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. But until next time, trivia on.